96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment this Friday morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 30th of June. Yeah, 77 degrees on our way to 101 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Strong City Mayor Lydia Simmons. And we're going to be talking splash pad here this morning. Lydia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. I've been following the city's Facebook page, which has been kicking out updates on the splash pad now for several months. And the way it sounds, Lydia, is really with what past week to week and a half is when construction finally got off and rolling.
Oh, yeah. We've been cooking this week in more than one way. But the concrete is all poured. All of the recirculation tanks are in the ground, and we're just waiting about 30 days for the concrete to cure, and then they'll add the features and the non-slip surface, and we're hoping to be done. Hopefully 30 to 60 days is what we're shooting for. So
30 to 60. So you may get that all turned on before summer is completely over with, huh?
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. And I think this is our summer for Parkapalooza. I'm not 100% sure on that, but hopefully to have it done for a little Parkapalooza action.
Well, so. How nice would that be? Wow.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And of course, we couldn't do it without all of our donors.
Yeah.
We have five levels of donors, but you know, our major contributors, Sadie Jones Trust, Tressler Foundation, Carlton Bacher Trust, and the Miller Hammond Fund, we couldn't have done it without all of our contributors, but those guys really helped us out huge. So,
Lydia, maybe you can take us back here to, I guess, maybe at least part, if not the entire planning stage, kind of how long this has been a conversation point, and really what got to the point where this could go forward.
Well, this was actually planned way before I was mayor. I do believe in 2017, 2016. It was the second phase of the Strong City Park. I don't know if you remember when all of that was happening.
The community built, yeah, that was a big process there.
It was. So this has been a long time coming. I'd say at least 6 years. So it's been a while.
What's been the reaction of residents now, you know, getting to the point where the funding was approved and, you know, kind of getting to that first step and now the reaction that the folks can actually see that visible construction taking place?
Oh, I mean, nothing but good news from a lot of the people that I've been talking to. They're super excited that it's there. They're super excited that our kids have some place to go to cool off. And, you know, it's always nice at the end of a project to see something come, you know, come to life. So they're all pretty excited.
So where exactly in the park will the pad be located?
So it is on the east end of the park, just south of the fire station. We will have a new parking lot there on the east side of Elm Street, where everybody can park and head over to either the splash pad or just, you know, a few hundred feet west of there is the park if they don't want to get wet for the day.
So. Well, splash pads are very popular and for good reason, because they're awesome. You know,
yep.
For families,
yeah.
And kids, obviously, Chuck can attest to this. Kids just absolutely love them. So what is the Strong City splash pad total tally as far as what this costs?
Well, we're looking at around the $300,000 mark. We've added some features, but of course, with our donors, most of those have been paid for. We will have benches that are going to be covered. We'll have a nice little concrete pad that all the benches will be on. We have a fence to keep the little ones corralled in there and to keep animals out and whatnot. And those have all been added. So we're looking about $300,000 once we're all said and done.
Now, what are some of the, I guess, the features that are going to be part of the park itself, in addition to, you know, the rest and relaxation points and just, you know, the fencing to keep everybody contained?
We will have a giant dump bucket. And there's some cool rings that are actually up there now because they're in the concrete where it'll rain down on everybody that runs under the rings. And, you know, like I think there's a cute little ladybug feature. And I'm not 100% sure what all features, but I know there's some really cool ones. So,
well, I'm sure this weather has, you know, led to more anticipation. To get a Strong City splash pad up. But what a great addition to the park and for Strong City. I'm sure the community is very excited, and we can't wait until you flip the switch and the water flies out there, Lydia.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I will probably be the biggest kid out there. So.
What are your hours going to be, Lydia, once you get everything built out and everything gets ready to go? Because I know, you know, here for the Emporia Splash Pad, the hours vary a little bit by the day. Are you going to have pretty consistent hours here every day of the week?
We will try to. We're hoping we're on hot days like today, it'll be open early enough for little babies to be out. I think we're shooting for, like, the either 11 to 12 to about 6 o'clock mark, but it's similar to the Emporia pad where you have to push a button for it to work.
Yeah.
So even if it goes unused for a day, it'll still be open. So,
well, that's exciting news. So Lydia, thanks for taking some time to share that great information, and we'll be in touch and to hope to see the finish line here very soon.
Yes, we'll be sure to let you guys know so you can come hang out in the splash pad, too.
My kids are ready. Are already ready.
We'll accept that invitation right now, Lydia. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, you guys have a good 4th of July.
All right, you too.
You too.
Yeah, Lydia Simmons, Strong City Mayor. The city splash pad is coming to fruition soon, Chuck.
Yeah, within the next couple of months or so, and a great addition here for Strong City. Want to let you know, if you have an event